break it down. Wake up, up, up. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Mallee's Hit 96.9.
Yo, 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 yo.
Here we are, Thursday.
Oh, I hate the way I just opened that.
Yeah, you sounded a bit weird if we isolated just you.
Yeah.
You sound a little bit special.
Really bogan too. I apologise, everybody.
I was a bit special this morning, wasn't I?
You were so fancy.
Yeah, I was. Probably the fanciest I've ever been. I don't know if it makes the catch up because it was more just like in the other bits that we call it, not in the actual content breaks.
Yeah.
Basically, what happened today, Ellie?
You dressed up as a Christmas tree.
What do you mean dressed up as a Christmas
tree?
Well,
your hair went from being a man bun to a Christmas tree. It's hard to describe that.
It is hard to describe.
But basically, if you go to our socials, Hit GV, then you'll see it.
Yeah, so my hair turned literally into a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
They did an amazing job.
We
just got back from being in town to say hi to a bunch of people, kids and stuff. People thought I was wearing a hat.
No. Yeah.
It was my actual hair.
They hated your guts a bit too.
I know. I think because I look like the Grinch because my hair was dyed green as well.
Yeah. No, good point. Well, you're back to normal now, so good job.
I just went and had a shower. I took 3 shampoo and conditioners to get it out.
Oh, and it still looks awful.
Long hair, don't care. Thanks.
Just kidding. Hey, that is in today's catch up along with a whole bunch of other stuff.
We'd give you tomorrow's Alpha Bucks letter, but we don't have Alpha Bucks.
No, we don't. So we'll give you Mondays tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, because R&B Friday's tomorrow, but what we will do is give more and more Deck the Mall tickets for those that are in the Goulburn Valley. For the rest of you, kisses and thanks for listening.
Yeah,
Kelly. You just burped.
Hang on, sorry.
If I'm not allowed to drop Smokey off the chain in this studio, how come you're allowed to burp?
I swallowed the burp, like nothing came out.
Oh, okay, well, I'm just going to swallow my...
Enjoy the catch-up.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, cheating. It's not the best thing in the world.
It's not your favourite thing either.
I hate it. I got cheated on 3 years ago, almost exactly. Fun fact. But I'm over it, whatever, don't even care. But the cheating that I want to talk about today isn't cheating in relationships. It's cheating in other ways, you know, like cheating on a test or cheating on something else. Because Freddie Flintoff, he's so hot, just putting it out there.
Well, he is the English cricketer.
Yeah, English cricketer turned TV host. And part of the reason that he's turned TV host is because he went on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here back in 2015 and won. Did a great job.
He's the dude from Ninja Warrior that commentates on the sideline.
Yep, super hot one. That's the one.
Yeah, we were at the Ninja Warrior launch last week in Melbourne and he was there and you're like, I so would.
I love my boyfriend.
Perfect for this topic, cheating.
No, I want to talk about Freddie Flintoff because it's been revealed this week, he revealed it on a podcast, that he cheated when he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
What? How do you cheat on a show like that?
Well, going in, you have to fill out bunches and bunches and bunches of forms to give to the producers. And he said that he was hopelessly addicted to smoking, when really, he wasn't. He's not a smoker. So when he was on the island, they gave him little smoko breaks.
No.
So he could go off by himself. There was a cigarette there waiting for him. And he could sit there and smoke his cigarette, but he didn't. So instead he went off, just chilled out, got some peace and quiet, and there was a water fountain right next to where he was sitting. So he'd just fill up his drink bottle. He said he was more hydrated than he's ever been when he was in the jungle.
What would he do with the smokes? Throw them in the bush or something so they didn't know?
I guess so, yeah.
Because the producers would come back and they're not smoked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. It's ingenious, really. And then there's also another section of the form where you had to fill out what you're afraid of. So he just said, I'm so scared of frogs, when really he didn't care about frogs. And so then his challenge was to have a whole bunch of frogs poured on him. And he was like, oh, God, I'm deathly afraid. Lies, Freddie.
So he made himself look at you. It is cheating.
Yeah.
But I think it's more savvy in a way as well.
Like it's tactical, I suppose.
Very tactical. You've got to remember, he's from England.
Yeah.
This show's been around for years over there. So he's obviously watched a few series, sussed out how it goes down.
Yeah.
And he's gone into this very smartly.
And he's a cricketer. Isn't cricket all about tactics?
Yeah. He's probably ball tampered a few times.
Ball tampering, great example of cheating. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. Unfortunately, the ball tampering didn't pay off for them, but we want to talk about when it did. Maybe you cheated on your tax return and you got a huge... We'll keep you anonymous if you want to keep it up, be staying anonymous.
I don't reckon you would have ever cheated in your entire life.
I don't think I have. Maybe in school once, actually, I did, in a year 11 exam. I wrote a formula, an algebraic equation or something on my leg and had stockings on. So then you went to the toilet and you pulled up your stockings and made them, and so then you could see through them.
I remember all the girls at school used to do that. They used to write everything up their inner thigh because they could, and put it all in. They just lifted, and they couldn't do anything because the teachers couldn't comment.
Exactly.
On it
because exactly.
Like, why are you looking at my dress?
Very sneaky. All right. Give us a call this morning. 13, 12, 16. When did cheating pay off for you? If you're proud of it, then shout it from the rooftops. 100%. If you want to remain anonymous, that's fine too. If we take your calls next. Has cheating paid for you? Simon from Shep, you giving us a call. Have you got a story for us?
Yeah, I did actually. I'm actually from Queensland and I cheated on my end of year 12 school exam.
How?
Well, the guy in front of me, he was leaning to one side and it was a multiple choice. So I just copied all of his answers.
What if he got them wrong?
Well, I knew he was a smarter kid than I. So, I mean, I was a shoo-in. And it paid off. I got a really good end of year score.
Oh, that is so bold.
Have a little confession to make.
You didn't do it.
I may have done the exact same thing.
Guys, this makes me actually like, I get nervous on your behalf.
I would look at the person next to me's papers all the time, even if they weren't smarter than us, right? Just to make sure that they were doing the same thing I was.
I knew that he would have done way better than I. I ended up dropping out of uni and getting a trade anyway, so it didn't even matter.
Simon, you and me both, brother.
Very concerning. You guys both belong in jail, just going to say it. Thanks for your call, Si. Year 12 start getting their results today, from what I've heard.
Yeah, so some today, I wonder, some tomorrow.
There's probably some sitting there so smugly like, I copied all of my answers.
Yeah, good on them as well. They deserve the results they get.
Don't cheat, kids.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Now, usually we broadcast to the whole of the Goulburn Valley. Right now, I want to target one specific location, and that is Tongala.
Okay,
slash Tongala, however you want to say it.
If you're not from Tongala, Tongala, tune off the radio right now.
Well, no, because, it affects all of us. But I want to single out Tongala, however you say it, because there's been too much crime happening there lately. And yesterday, it kind of escalated to the next level when someone stole an excavator. Can't say that word either. From Shep, drove it all the way to Tongala and bashed through a Bendigo Bank window.
Got away with some petty cash. Now, this story made national news. I had people from Sydney, like Melbourne, everyone tagging me in the video.
Yeah, I know.
Like going, this is unbelievable.
Well, it's just such a brazen act, to steal something that big in an excavator and then to use it to break through a window. Like, who thinks of that?
Oh, Ned Kelly would be proud. But this is what I don't get with this, right?
Yeah.
You've stolen a ute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put an excavator on the back of it. Yep. First of all, how does that go undetected?
I know.
You've driven all the way to Tongala, right?
Yeah, it's
right?
A good 45-minute drive.
A good drive just before Echuca there, right?
Yep.
Then you've unloaded it off the ute. Then you've fired up the excavator. Then you've smashed in the thing and no one hears it.
Yeah.
There is a town. There are houses around. There was a baker across the road. I'm sorry to rat on him if he's listening. Mm-hmm. How did he not hear it? That's an excavator firing up and smashing through a building. He's like, I didn't hear anything until the police siren started.
Well, do you know what?
Doesn't make sense.
That was me and if I was on the street and it was happening around me, I'd probably just be like, oh, they're obviously doing works over there. I wouldn't really put two and two together because you'd think, surely no one's that bold.
What, roadworks at 3 a.m. in the middle of a town by a bank?
Possibly. Maybe there's like lockout laws or something where you can't do works during daylight hours. I don't know how it works.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, well, the town of Tongala is up in arms about it, as you'd imagine.
Well, not real good. Yeah, it's not good for the town.
Such shock, like I even left my car door open. I just got out and walked down. What the hell's happened?
Now, those were some people on Channel 10 News last night. It's just insane. And then again this morning, an IGA has been robbed in Tongala.
Yeah, and I saw a report of someone else. Their father had their ute stolen from there a few nights ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's all happening.
It's a bit of a hotbed because it's a beautiful place. So thoughts going out to everyone who's been affected by that.
Didn't
it's
you buy
really
your car
fair.
From there?
Yeah.
Are you sure you bought it?
Do you know what? I did, and now I'm kind of regretting it because I'm like, I should have just stolen it.
You either stole the car, which I am accusing you of, or you bought a stolen car. You bought it without number plates as well, you dodgy girl, you.
And I paid $6 for it. It was so crazy. We love you, Tongala. Stay safe. And if you're the criminals responsible, stop doing it. It's not cool.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Oh, what a day yesterday was, Ellie.
Yeah.
Busy day in the office here, I tell you what.
Yeah, a lot going on yesterday, but something happened to cap off the day that just made me realised something that I reckon I've known about you for a long time, and that is basically that.
You think I'm gorgeous? You want to kiss me?
Feminine, I'd rather kiss him.
You love me.
Yeah.
You are madly, deeply, and truly in love with me.
Well, let's be honest. I've never really said it out loud and up front.
Yep.
I've alluded to it many times.
Yep.
I've said, I want you so badly, oh baby, oh baby. But this time it's in writing, unfortunately.
It is in writing.
I didn't mean to do that. Let's call it a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Or a slip of the finger.
Yeah, I guess so. So basically what happened is Josiah and I were texting yesterday. You went to the doctors.
I did, yes. What's in Kyala there?
TriStar.
I promised the girls down there, Steph and all the girls, I'd give them a shout out. We got a selfie together. It was all fun.
Yeah.
Then they found out what I've got wrong with me.
Yeah.
Can't say it on the radio, unfortunately.
Turns out there's heaps. So you and I were messaging and you were like, oh, I'm at the doctors. Turns out they love the show down here. Oh. I was like, oh, that's great. Cool. And I was like, oh, they recognised you. That's crazy because firstly, why do people recognise you? You're not that special.
Oh.
But secondly, I've been in there before. Why didn't they recognise me?
Oh, because I'm a bit more memorable, I'd say, Ellie.
Quite possibly. You do have the man bun. That does distinguish you.
Mm.
Anyway, so I was like, why didn't they recognise me? And you reply and you go, nah, they know you 100% in one message. And then the next message straight after that was, love you heaps, as in they love you heaps.
Yeah.
But then that was the last message in our conversation. So for the rest of the day, every time I scrolled past your name, I just saw a message from Josiah saying, love you heaps. And so I just kept thinking, Josiah wants me. So much so that it got to the point that I had to message you and just be like, it is so unnerving having the last message as love you heaps because I keep thinking you're my boyfriend Gav and going to message him.
Well, the feeling's mutual. Why didn't you just write it back? Love you too.
Because I don't love you. Like
what?
Well, like platonically, I wouldn't say I love you heaps.
I wrote love you heaps and you wrote nothing back except some message Goulburn Valley that went for about 10 sentences because she's scared what her boyfriend Gav's going to think because I sent her a message saying love you heaps. And you know what? Maybe I do.
I finished my message with kind regards. Just so we all knew that there was nothing untoward going on.
That is one of the most, the rudest responses that could unnerve a guy. It's like when I say goodnight to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I say love you. She goes, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fair enough. But I'm glad that you've got it off your chest. Now we can move on with it all out in the open that you are madly in love with me.
Have I ever said it to you in person?
No.
Like,
don't do it now.
Hang on. Ellie.
No, don't. I can't even look at you. Joe from Hair House Warehouse is in here. Can you like say,
no, move
can you break
the tinsel
on
your microphone?
Right now?
No,
I'm
eyes.
Not moving the tinsel on my microphone.
Ellie,
no,
wait
no,
for it.
No,
don't go to the song.
Don't. We're not ready
Ellie.
For this. We're not at this point in our relationship.
I love you heaps.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jay, I feel like most of the GV will agree with me when I say the most annoying sound in the world by far is this.
Oh, especially in the middle of the night when you're trying to sleep.
Bloody mosquitoes. Mosquito season is well and truly upon us. Do you know, by the way, just a fun fact, when I was running this sound effect in, I found it on a YouTube file, 12 hours worth of mosquito buzzing sound effect.
What? There's a YouTube video with 12 hours. Who's sitting there watching that?
I don't know. Crazy people. Oh, surely only crazy people are relaxed by that sound. But an article's come out on how best to kill a mosquito when it's coming at you during the night. Because honestly, nothing worse when you're trying to fall asleep and then you just hear this in your ear.
Or when you kill it, right, and you splatter it on yourself and blood goes everywhere. Yep, I've definitely got AIDS.
Yeah, I mean, well, that problem's not going to be solved by what I'm about to tell you because I'm telling you how you can kill them. So basically, lots of people will get up in the middle of the night, they'll half-clothe, get the pillow, try and stand up on your bed, turn all your lights on, wakes you right up. So this is a technique that you can use to kill a mosquito effectively without having to go to those lengths. Okay, so basically, apparently mosquitoes are attracted to light. Mosquitoes are attracted to light.
Sounds like a cocktail. Would you like a mosquito with that?
I mean, a mojito, come at me. Mosquito, not so much. Basically, so you turn on your lamp, not your light, your lamp. So it's just a single light source. And then you stand next to it and you go.
What?
Because they're attracted to carbon dioxide and body heat and light. So that will lure it over to you. Then when it comes over to you, you get your torch light on your phone and you hold that against the wall and then you turn your light off. So then it gets attracted to that and then you can see it in the little reflection of light and then bam,
But you still, when you smash it, right, you're attracting it. If you still get the blood on your hands,
yeah,
how do
I
stop that?
Well, I told you, I warned you. That's, you can't get around that.
So no matter what, I'm getting a disease, right?
You don't get diseases. Ooh. I mean, maybe malaria, ooh, maybe Ross River virus, but apart from that, you're fine.
That mosquito's gone and bit someone else, sucked their blood out, and then you're squishing that blood against the wall, and now I've got that blood on my hands?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I mean, so you need to get a bit of blood on your hands sometimes in life, Josiah.
That's true.
And mosquito blood is probably the best way to do it. So you can do that. Otherwise, you can set a little trap using your sheets if you can't be bothered getting up.
Come on, man.
No, this is legit,
this
man.
This is a lot of effort, though.
No, it's not. It's less effort than jumping around the room waving a pillow.
Who's got the time for all this? You've got a lot of time on your hands.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do sleep with a can of Mortine next to my bed.
Do you?
Yeah. Every single night. What if a spider or a mozzie comes during the night? I ain't doing all this crap. I'm just helping you guys.
Smack it with a shoe.
Yeah, but you can't find it.
Put a shoe next to your bed. Sleep with a shoe next to you.
I'd rather the can of Mortine. It's easier. Then I can just not even open my eyes, fumble around with my can of Mortine and spray it, and it's all dead. But no, you set up a trap using your sheets, lie on your back, lift your knees so that your thighs are up, and then do the same thing.
Hang on.
With your phone or tablet light on.
Sounds like you're trying to trap someone with a Dutch oven.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jay, I love my grandma. She's sweet. She's adorable. She's 88 years old.
If she's anything like your sister and mother, she's definitely got a place in my heart.
You know, you just have the habit of making everything creepy, don't you?
No, I'm just a big fan of
it. She's 88 years old.
I know, I'm a fan of your family. Don't take it to a weird place.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I'll take that. Anyway, I was on the phone to Nan last night, and I just feel like I should set the scene more for you. She's 88 years old. She's a Salvation Army officer, so she's right into the church.
Big heart.
Plays piano, sings in the choir, lives in a retirement village.
Good on her.
But last night I discovered Nan is a saucy minx.
What do you mean? Is she single?
Yeah, she's single. But she's famously said that she only wants a man with a faulty prostate or diabetes because they're not interested in hanky-panky.
Oh, that's so this Nan.
Yeah, when
I
say she's saucy, she's probably not that.
Right,
she's
okay.
Not slutty. She's
Does she saucy. Say that while she's playing the organ at...
No, well, she's always on the lookout for men watching the church, yeah. Don't you worry. Anyway, so last night I was on the phone to her and we were talking about my boyfriend Gav, who's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he is.
Turns out Nan agrees that he's a good-looking dude. In fact, every time I see her, she always asks me how Gav is and says, once she told me to look out, I'll have to beat up other women off with a stick.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Nan, stop being so creepy.
Now you have to beat your Nan off with a stick.
Yeah, calm down. Anyway, last night I said, oh, yeah, Gav's going to be coming to Christmas lunch. She goes, oh, that's good. It's going to be probably hot, so maybe you guys can all go in the pool and, you know, go for a swim. And then she goes, if Gav's swimming, we'll have to have our cameras ready.
Oh, wow.
Nana.
Wow. And then you got out a nude selfie of him and said, don't worry about Nana. Here he is.
I'm sort of damn, but I'll get one for you.
Wow.
If you want it. Is that weird that my 88-year-old grandma's perving on my boyfriend?
I mean, all she has to do is ask.
Yeah. So, oh, he'll be flattered. I haven't told him the story yet. When he hears it,
if Gav's anything like me, he'd be absolutely over the moon with that one.
Well, as we've established, you love my family.
I do love your family, yeah.
Well, there you go. Apparently at 88, you don't slow down. You're still a saucy minx.
Well, we've got plenty to look forward to then.
Let's get Morgan Evans on now. This is Day Drunk. Oh, Nana will hope this will be Gav on Christmas.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Ellie, the world's richest wedding has taken place. It is worth $100 million.
That is a lot of money.
I've ever asked you what you would want to do for your wedding? Every girl plans it out as a kid. What would you do?
I really haven't planned it out. I've planned out my proposal.
How?
Flash mob with a dolphin with the ring in its mouth.
Yeah, but you don't get a choice in the proposal.
Yeah,
it's up to your dude.
Don't you worry. I will. No, I just want my proposal to be great. I'd like, ideally, to get married on the beach, but, you know, weather.
And then where would you have the reception? Like at the Ari, or where do you want it?
Probably Macca's.
You'd be one of those, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Let's just have it at Macca's.
I guarantee you, the end of the night at my wedding, there will be a tray full of cheeseburgers, without a doubt.
From Macca's.
From Macca's.
Now, you'd be one of those people that want to have it at Macca's just so you go viral online.
I would have it when you're in primary school and you can have like the little special birthday room at Macca's. Yeah. That's where my reception
girl, the headline, girl 26, Shepparton, has her wedding at South Shepparton Macca's. Wedding nugget bouquet of flowers.
Hey, I love the people at South Shepparton Macca's. Shout out to you this morning.
Anyway, back to India, which is where the wedding is. It's India's richest man. He's a billionaire worth $34 billion.
You don't need that much money.
A lot of money. His daughter got married. Lucky guy marrying into that.
Oh, big time.
He wouldn't be some leper off the street, would he? He must be a somebody. He'd be like a Sachin Tendulkar or somebody.
The only famous Indian person you know?
Literally. Well, Nick Jonas just married a famous Indian as well.
Yeah, Priyanka Chopra. That's her name.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, thought you were being a bit...
No, it's her
name. Oh, you're right here. Priyanka Chopra.
Thank you.
Interesting. It took place in India at their house, and it's at the world's richest house. I showed you a photo a little bit before. It's a 27-story house.
Yeah, similar to mine on the boulevard.
Yeah, very similar. It's got a private helicopter pad. It looks like a fancy block of units, basically.
Yeah.
What do you do with all that space?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
27 stories. What do you do with that?
I don't know. It'd be good for a workout. Just go up and down the stairs.
Somehow he shut down the whole street out the front of the unit block, turned the whole street into flowers, literally flowers falling from the sky. Like, you've never seen anything like. Do yourself a favor and Google the wedding today. It's unbelievable. Oh, and you know how you want some nice music at your wedding?
Do I? Okay.
Why don't you just get Beyonce to come over to India to perform? Beyonce.
Is that for real?
Not a joke.
How
Beyonce performed at a wedding.
Beyonce's getting?
You'd think, well, Mariah Carey charged at a wedding in Dubai $1 million per song a couple of years ago.
Per song.
And she was told, how many songs do you want to do? She's like, I'll do 3 songs. As if on the night when you're getting carried away in the moment, you just don't keep performing.
You mean to tell me that every time that Beyonce gets up there and brings this one out, she gets $1 million?
Well, Mariah did. So I think Beyonce's bigger and this guy's got more money. So I reckon she's getting paid more.
Oh my God.
It is capped. Say, Beyonce, can you come and perform 3 songs with her? As if you wouldn't just keep playing.
Yeah.
Here's another
mil. I will play all night long.
Love on top, baby.
I'll play all year long for 3 mil.
Crazy in love, another mil. There you go, guys.
Crazy.
Ellie's wedding and Indian weddings, very, very similar.
Yeah, mate, mine will be worth 100 mil too, don't you worry.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.
The time has finally come. I'm living out every guy's fantasy.
Oh, God.
I'm in with the GF's mum.
I don't like that statement.
Oh, I was in bed last night. And
oh, God, where's this going to go?
Relax, I was by myself. Okay. I received this Facebook message.
Oh,
and it was off my girlfriend's mum, and all it read, 9:30 last night, hot or what?
That is not okay.
That's all I got, hot or what? So I was like, I just wrote back going, 10 out of 10.
You didn't even...
That's it. I was so confused.
I'm so concerned right now. There's so many questions I have.
And so I screenshot it to Mia, my girlfriend, with the screenshot of her just saying hot or what, saying 10 out of 10. She's like, what's she talking about? I'm like, I don't know, but I love it.
Oh, God.
Literally every guy's dream. But then 10 minutes later, it all came crashing down.
Why?
Because she sent me this video. You can't really hear it, but it's a Christmas tree on with Christmas music in the background on top. So she was referring to the Christmas tree, but there was a 10-minute period there before she sent the video of the Christmas tree where I'm stressing, going, what is going on here?
Oh, you thought this was a full-on situation.
Oh, I still do. Don't worry about that.
What's your girlfriend's name? Stacey?
Stacey, yeah, I wish. We need to change that to Mia's mum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of was living out every guy's fantasy in that 10-minute period there. Only to be let down.
What were you
down.
Doing in that 10-minute period?
Oh, just thinking about, what's going to happen next time I see her? Like, do I address the message? Do I not? Hot or what? What do I say on air tomorrow when I reveal this message?
Were you expecting a picture to come through? Were you thinking maybe there'd be like a little...
No, I thought she was just asking me how I am. Like, you hot or not? Hey, Mia's mum. Yeah, I'm really hot.
This is so concerning. Would you? Does she look like Mia?
No, not really.
Oh.
She looks like an older version, I guess, a little bit. Let's just... No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay,
no, I'll bite my tongue right there. No, I'm very happy with how Mia looks. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Good.
But regardless,
yeah,
it's the girlfriend's mum.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did the Christmas tree look hot or not?
Yeah, I gave it a thumbs up.
Okay.
So that's all
she
has.
Pass the test.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.